For our lives to have direction, happiness, and achievement, we need to know who we are as well as the reality of our family. Now, when you learn that my next guest was the daughter of the one-time mob boss Vincent the Chin Gigante, you'll probably quickly assume she had a life of privilege, family filled with everything that she wanted when she wanted it. Well, the reality is how all of that never came into her life until very much later and at a very different level. She presents the challenges and later happiness from her life in her book, The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. She'll also be doing a talk and a book signing this coming Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. in Lake Hiawatha, the Lake Hiawatha branch of the Parsippany Library. That's at 68 Nokomis Avenue. We say good morning to Rita Gigante. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And Rita has a bunch of websites, which we have links up over at ours, but the one to remember, and I'll get you to the others, is RitaGigante.com. That's an obvious one to remember and easy as well. I want to talk about Dad. We'll talk about you as we go through the segment here. Dad, of course, became known for doing the crazy act, so to speak, walking the streets in the robe and mumbling and trying to divert attention from herself. And it's amazing how, you know, was that counterproductive? Did that act actually bring attention to him?
After writing the story, I realized that, you know, it was just the same as if he were to be flamboyant. He just went in the opposite direction, and it drew attention, you know. And it was really the same thing. It wasn't any, you know. It was something that was going to draw attention, and then, you know, they were going to investigate whatever it was. So, same concept, just did it completely different.
Now, when did you learn that Dad was who he was, that he was more than just Dad? He was, you know, pardon the pun, the Godfather.
Yeah, I was 16. I was high school, and I had learned it from a friend of a family, a friend of the family, because there were a lot of rumors going around school at that time. And, I really needed to know the truth because I knew something was very different, different from the rest of my friends' families, different, you know. And I knew that all along growing up. I just didn't know what it was, you know, which created a lot of anxiety and stress because, knowing at least would have given me an answer. Not knowing was the unknown, which creates more anxiety, you know.
And Rita does share some stories about Vincent that obviously did not make for happy family situations. And we don't want, you know, I don't want to tip the whole hand here. There'll be certainly something among the things she'll talk about Tuesday night over on Lake Hiawatha. But the idea of, you know, you mentioned flamboyant. Of course, you think of people like John Gotti, or if you TV versions, Tony Soprano and the palatial estates that they had. Your dad's life, I mean, you called it the dungeon. That's really what he lived in, just to, you know, to carry the act on as he did, to, whether or not he painted himself into a corner or that was his way of staying low. It was not a flamboyant, comfortable life that he was living.
Not at all. Not at all. It was a four-room apartment. It was very dark. It was dingy. And quite honestly, you have to have a certain mindset to be able to live that on a consistent basis without going crazy, you know?
Yeah, really.
And so, you know, being a child growing up in that, I just, you know, my energy could not handle that on a daily basis. So I was blessed to be able to come to Jersey and have my home out here, which was, you know, as much as it was horrible that, you know, Dad had to separate from us, it was definitely a blessing that we ended up out in New Jersey.
He did what he did, and again, you find that out in The Godfather's Daughter. But did he also, did you ever think that he kept himself separate from you and your mom and your siblings in some way to protect you from his world?
Yes, definitely. On more levels than one. The older I got and understood the business or what I could of the business, the more I realized, he did whatever he had to protect us. This was his, you know, his main thing. So thank God, you know, he was able to foresee that and you know what to do. And I know we were blessed from spirit to, you know, have protection as well, knowing the circumstances. So it all worked out the way it needed to.
So Rita Gigante, her book, The Godfather's Daughter, An Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. Rita will be doing a talk and a signing this coming Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Lake Hiawatha branch of the Persephone Library. That's at 68 Nokomis Avenue in Lake Hiawatha. RitaGigante.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Here's your dad. He's the boss of bosses, the head of all the families in New York. But, boy, did he have to answer to graham crackers.
The only one he could. Everybody else stood at attention, but she got her way. And I love her for it because, she stood her ground. She always was able to speak whatever she needed to in the confines of that four-room apartment. And, you know, you have to admire that in her.
Graham crackers, of course, was Rita's grandmother, Vincent's mother. And, you know, being an Italian boy myself, you could be a man by any stretch of math that you want. When mom comes in, you become mommy's boy again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You move on with the challenges, of course, revealing to your family that you're gay. And that alone, I mean, most people would say, you know what, maybe I'll just, I know I'm going to outlast dad, maybe I'll just keep it inside. But why didn't you do that? Why did you say, this is who I am? And, you know, it took a couple of swings at the pitch to make it connect. And
yeah,
how did he ever accept it fully?
Not until he passed. There was not ever a confirmation once I finally made my peace at 24 when I told mom, and I left it up to her if she wanted to talk to him about it. But of course, everybody was too afraid to say anything. He knew because he was my father and he has instincts. And but was it ever, you know, did we ever sit down and have a heart to heart about it and all that? No, he didn't have it in him when he was alive to be able to do that, which I understood because of his position, his ego. And, you know, I guess lack of knowledge of, and probably ignorance, I guess I would call it, just ignorance on, you know, knowing that love is love, whether you're loving a woman's loving another woman or loving, you know, two men are loving each other, whatever it is, love is just love. There's no, you can't put a thing that says it can only be this or it can only be that. You know, you can't put it in a box like that. So I was not able to do that when he was alive. But when he passed, we had a great conversation about it. and the acceptance was there because I didn't have the ego that I was dealing with anymore. So it was a beautiful experience in the end. And I was okay with it that he didn't know, but my truth had to come out because I was tired of being sick because I wasn't able to live my truth. It would physically affect me. So at 24, I had enough of ear, nose, and throat infections, pneumonias, you know, anything you could imagine, physical to the body. And I said, okay, I've had my full now. And so the truth had to come out.
If your life was not the way it was from the age of birth to 24, would you have ever found the spiritual life that you developed within and outward of yourself later?
I would hope so because I feel like I was born to do this work. I think that the catalyst was my family members. I think they played their role beautifully in getting me to that place of who I am today. So if it weren't them, it would have been another set of circumstances or people. I feel that would have gotten me to that place somehow because, you know, I know deep in my heart this is what I needed to do and how I needed to express myself. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that we choose who we want to learn our lessons with before we get here. So I probably couldn't have chose any better than and what I got, you know, as crazy as that sounds, that became the blessing of it.
And it really is amazing because by design, we are spiritual beings. This thing we walk around and we just rent it out for however long we have it to rent for.
That's it.
And we move
That's
on.
It.
But so why do so many people fail to find the spiritual side that's within each and every one of us that's listening right now?
I think that, again, everybody's here to learn different lessons, and they're at different evolution level in their life. You know what I mean? Some people are just beginning, or they're newcomers to the earth plane. Other people have been here for, if we talk about reincarnation, they've been here several times before. They kind of are comfortable with it, you know. And I think that, some people come in needing to learn a lot of things, and they want to evolve the soul very quickly. And so they take on a lot, like I did. Others say, I need a break this time around. And so they, their life is a little less complicated, a little less. Nonetheless, we all have the lessons. We're just learning them in a different ways and at different levels and in speed. And that's why you really can't judge another human being, because you don't know what their life is about and why they really came here and what they're here to learn. Because I look at my own, family members, and they may not be at the spiritual place that I'm at, but they are where they need to be, and I have to accept that level, you know?
Sure, absolutely. Rita's going to be again at this Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Lake Hiawatha branch of the Persephone Library. That's at 68 Nokomis Avenue in Lake Hiawatha, doing a talk and a signing. The book is The Godfather's Daughter, An Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. You get the story of life in the mob. Certainly you get that. But I think what you get to with Rita is the lesson of, to find your spiritual side, you have to find your honesty about yourself. And when you travel with Rita in her story in The Godfather's Daughter, that'll provide you to build the path that you need to go on to get to that point as well. RitaGiganti.com on the web. Rita, best of success, continued success with the book and the way that you help people gain a better understanding of their reality. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Oh, thanks so much, Chris. Have a wonderful day.